Listener Production.
9 degrees in Hobart. Morning, Tessa Randello here with you. There's a fresh twist in the Hawks racism probe today with revelations it was a letter from Brisbane Lions coach Chris Fagan's lawyers which brought the probe to a sudden close. The letter addressed the four First Nations families making allegations against Fagan and threatened to launch Supreme Court action which would have seen their names made public as defendants. The AFL ended its probe this week without any findings, and specific details of the allegations made against Al Clark, Chris Fagan and Jason Burt have never been made public. Tasmanians on the minimum wage will today find out how much their pay will increase. Fair Work is releasing its annual review after calls from the unions for a 7% rise. Last year it decided on 5.2%, in line with inflation at the time. The state government's been stalled in Parliament after losing a critical vote yesterday. Opposition, Greens and Independents voted to stall the government's budget bill, prompting an unscheduled 45-minute break. It's all because they say the Premier Jeremy Rockliffe didn't disclose all relevant documents about the proposed Macquarie Point Stadium project by a deadline imposed. And get ready for a frosty winter. The Bureau of Meteorology has released its forecast for the next few months. Meteorologist Angus Hines says there'll be an increased frost risk in Tassie due to low rain in the north, but it might not be as cold.
Tasmania is very likely to have above average daytime temperatures for winter. All of the state is also very likely to have above average overnight temperatures.
Carlton's out to jumpstart its season against Melbourne tonight. The Blues have lost four in a row and also their ruckman to injury. Jack Silvani's been recalled. Coach Michael Voss believes despite the doom and gloom, their best form is ahead of them.
I don't think we're actually too far. I don't think you're never too far away, but there are some things that we obviously need to, we need to get to work on. The priority being for us is the message hasn't changed around our defence and giving ourselves opportunities. So.